when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, all you precious Blood River Radio fans. So glad to have you here. So wonderful to be alive, especially after my little mishap I had about a week ago. But people, this is Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie Bombardier Miller. We have some delightful guests on tonight. We have a super dynamite explosive surprise for you tonight. We'll talk about it in the second segment of this first hour. But people, this is a Christian radio show. First and foremost, we are here to serve God Almighty and His Son, Jesus Christ. That being said, all you people that listen to the show regularly, you'll know what we always do here. We always start this show off with a prayer. So if you people, if you will, please bow your heads. Almighty Father God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of all the known universe, thank you so much for blessing me, blessing my family, blessing Blood River Radio, Liberty News, all of our other crew. Thank you so much, God. You've been so good to us. I just cannot believe how good you've been to us. You're better to us than we deserve. Thank you so much, God, for answering so many prayers and taking care of us. Lord, let us always do your will. Let us use Blood River Radio to do your will, God, to fight your enemies like we've been trying to do. Evidently, we've been doing pretty much what you want us to do because you have given us a major blessing just this day. And Lord, I'll just repeat myself, just point us which direction, give us the wisdom to know who to fight, when, and where, and give us the ammo, and we'll do it. It matters not, though, God, whether we win or lose. It just matters if we do your will. Oh, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, like I said, this is, if I didn't say it, this is June the 11th, 2022, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God, who died on the cross while we were yet sinners. This is United States Ship Liberty Month. As you well know, in 1967, June the 8th, 1967, the United States Ship Liberty was viciously attacked by our only ally in the Mideast. And so that will have a dynamite announcement. We're going to be bringing on one of the sailors on the second hour for a segment. We're going to make an announcement. I can't believe what had happened today after I prayed for something to happen to Blood River. But just hang on your seats. Second hour, I'm still in shock what's going to happen. Tonight, I'll give you a quick little outline. Well, first, before we give the outline, let me give the donor. Without the donors, like I was just telling Cam and Jay, and they always know, without donors, there wouldn't even be a Liberty News Radio. There would be no Blood River Radio. There would be none of that stuff. We say that every week, but we can't say it too much. Our donors this week is their never-ending Sasquatch. And by the way, people, Sasquatch, I won't say everything wrong with him because he might be violating his privacy, but the Sasquatch has had some tests today. It could be rough. It could be bad. We need to pray that his tests come back that it's negative for a malignancy or anything like that. His precious wife, she was in the ER, golly, what, had to get up in the middle of the night, go to the ER. She had some kind of horrible allergic reaction up to an antibiotic thing. It sounded like an antibiotic reaction to me. Anyway, the Sasquatch donated. And also, our little sister Janice, she has donated this week too. I talked to Janice the last week while I was telling her about why I had to go into the ER with that SVT. Because our brother Rich, he has similar things happening to him. We also, Old Biscuit, there certainly sure as hell wouldn't be a Blood River Radio. That guy's rock solid. He's one of our heavy hitters. He's probably the heaviest hitter we got right now. But anyway, God bless him. I mean, I can't say enough about Biscuit or about any of these people that support us. Also, to give you a quick, also, please pray for Bob Scarborough. He's one of the surviving sailors. To talk to him today. He has cancer of the throat, cancer of the vocal cords. He's had to have chemotherapy and radiation. He did like my wife. He finally got all that crap he could handle. They were trying to force more on him. He told him, no way, Jose. He was not going to take any more. Please pray for Bob Scarborough, one of the survivors of the U.S. Liberty Association, of the U.S. United States Ship Liberty. Now, a quick outline tonight. We're going to have my big sister, Miss Nancy, coming out. She's going to be calling Miss Nancy. Excuse this hack. I'm really excited tonight. And we also have Mr. Rand Owen, we're going to call him. I have a nickname for him. In fact, I have it in the show notes. And I think I called him, the Alabama Lone Wolf. That's his new nickname. It's no longer the Alabama Coon Hunter. It's the Lone Wolf. Anyway, so we got the Lone Wolf on tonight. We got Big Sister. In the second hour, we're going to pick up Gene the Bitter Ender Andrews. He's going to be coming on. He's going to be talking about some articles he read in the Freedom News newspaper. Now, I'm going to shut up for a minute and rest my voice. I'm going to introduce our guys tonight. How you doing, Miss Nancy? Miss Nancy, you there?
Yeah, fine, little brother.
It's time to speak up. We're on the air, kid.
Hey,
how you doing? She's doing okay.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can now. Well, Miss Nancy's going to be coming on. We're going to be going to her in just a minute. We also have Ran, the old lone wolf. How you doing tonight, Ran?
I'm blessed, Eddie. Hey, Miss Nancy. Hey, Cameron. Hey, Blood River Radio people out there. Glad y'all with us.
We're all blessed. I'm really blessed to have y'all. Well, I know, Ran, I think I was telling Miss Nancy that we were going to talk about, you're probably going to talk about what's going on over in Russia and Ukraine, if I'm not mistaken. Miss Nancy has a lot of news on that. And I talked to Miss Nancy earlier today, and she made some really fiery statements, and I love that. I told her, I said, well, I like that fire. That's why I like that fire than emotion. Our audience likes that fire and emotion because we're not fake. Anyway, Rand, what are we going to talk about tonight? We'll let you lead off since we were go ahead.
Okay. So, I spoke with Miss Nancy, and we're going to discuss a little bit about Ukraine. She may know more about it than me. But just right off the top of my head, I saw where the United States, Judaized United States government has admitted to having like 46 bio labs in Ukraine. Of course, they're all good labs. You know, they're for the betterment of the Ukrainian people. They're all very good labs. But
of course.
But yeah, they've admitted, you know, 46 labs over there, Eddie. But you know, Eddie, I don't have internet TV. I don't keep up with the media probably as much as I should, especially since I come on this show, and I'm going to try to do better at that. But I don't know that much about what's going over there currently, other than I do know that the United States better back off. I get that feeling from talking to you about what's going on. I think the Russians have said repeatedly that, you know, we're going to look out for our best interests and we're going to do whatever it takes to do that. And they haven't just started saying that, Eddie. They've been saying that since at least 2014, that they wasn't going to allow the UN over there. But I can just imagine what all's being presented as the narrative from the Judaized United States government, the media, and all that goes with that whole collaboration. I can just imagine what they're spouting out about these people. But I would like to mention, before we get going too much, I did go down to Lake City. This is a little bit off topic, I guess, but we had
totally
the League
topic
of the South. I'm sorry?
It's totally on topic. I didn't mean to interrupt
okay.
you. Go ahead.
That's okay. We have a discussion here. Sometime we have to pause a minute. But anyway, I did get to make a quick trip down. I left Saturday morning early. I mean, like the start of Saturday morning to go down to Lake City and got a little revised down there. It's always good to hear some good people, get reacquainted with people that you hadn't seen. Some of those folks I haven't seen since 2017. But I wanted to take a second and give a shout out to that Florida group, man. That they're the Florida League of the South state chapter down there. Is they set the bar. And
yes,
any league people that's listening out there, we need to set and assert ourselves to their standards. They set a good example, and it was worth every bit of the gas that it took, the time that it took, the mileage that it took to ride down there, and just rub shoulders with those folks. If you, I don't know if you've ever heard that old expression, but just to rub shoulders with them, get reacquainted, and it was a good day. But on another note, Eddie, I saw where your favorite Treasury Secretary.
We gotta go to a quick break, Rand. We have to go to our first break, buddy. Hang on. Dear Blood River Radio family, people, come back. We have a surprise announcement coming up. And as soon as we bring our surprise guest in, make our surprise announcement, we'll go right back to Rand. Hang on, people. We'll be right back.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, fans, family, this is probably the biggest announcement we've ever made. We're going to bring a guest on right now. He's more of a guest. He's a brother. He was the Navy. I was Army. We're bringing on none other than, well, let him tell you who he is. Hello, brother. Tell our Blood River Radio family who you are and where you were. That would be the 8th of June in 1967.
Yeah, thanks, Eddie.
first of all, thank you for the introduction. And if I sound a little goofy, it's I had gum surgery done, so forgive me. Or if you can't understand, I hope you can.
But you're fine. You're clear.
Okay. Yes, sir. Got that one. I'm a former firefighter, damage control on the USS Liberty. What we went through that day was indescribable. And believe me, friends, I don't take that with a grain of salt. I respect that. It was for America. We fought for our country. There's a lot of miracles that happened that day. And, you know, the crew, we just got together in D.C., of all places. But they're never going to do anything for us. But let me skip back. Our journey and our tribulations through this whole episode was orchestrated, and okayed by Lyndon Baines Johnson, by John McCain, the other snake's dad, John McCain from Arizona, Donald Rumsfeld, Admiral Kidd. And may I put it this way, this is the worst cover-up in the world. I mean, this has to become truth to all Americans. If it isn't, hey, man, I'm feeling just like you are. I'm feeling pain at the pump. I'm feeling this. I see that. I see the other. Thank God I live in, a nice place. I mean, I'm not fancy. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm in the mountains. Let's put it that way. But, folks, please don't ever forget the crew of the USS Liberty and what they did to us. Our government and the Israeli government, how could anybody in their right mind allow American sailors and Marines to be slaughtered on the high seas and then order our government to cover it up? Now, if this isn't, I hope the hell it's not the woke crowd, the people that don't care, or anybody. I just want this country to understand we fought for something. We fought for you. We kept World War III from happening. Think about that, folks. Think about it. That's why I talked to Eddie, and I wanted to express my feelings. I'm not dead yet. I'm only 25, and so I'm going to keep this fight up. And I want to be faithful and honor the USS Liberty and what happened to us. And I don't like being subservient to a bought and paid government by the Zionist state of Israel. And that's Amen. What happened.
By the way, people, you're listening to Phil Torney. I believe he was the sailor. Phil Torney was on the USS Liberty June the 8th of 2022. We can only keep him briefly tonight because he wanted me to make the announcement. Blood River Radio is going to 3 hours. The first hour, we're going to start at 3 p.m. Central. And the first hour of the three-hour Blood River Radio show, it's going to be USS Liberty, all about USS Liberty, nothing but USS Liberty. There's going to be a whole hour. Phil is going to be running it. Our co-host is going to help out Gene, the combat Marine Vietnam. He's going to help out, but it's going to be straight up USS Liberty. I can't believe it's happening. It's a gift from God because I made the prayer just today, an hour before I talked to Phil. I said, God, please help me do something better with Blood River Radio, what we've been doing. In less than an hour of talking to Phil Torney, after I talked to Bob Scarborough, another survivor, and he said he wants to do this. We've already talked to Sam. We've already talked to Jay. We've already talked to Cameron. The deal is done. We're going to do all the. We're going to straighten the details out after this show, and with between Blood River Radio and Sam and Liberty News. But thank God it's working. And I tell you what, Phil, I was down there with y'all last year at Pensacola, and that was everybody said that was one of the best shows they ever heard. And listen, brother, we're going to do it as soon as I find out when Sam can do it. When you can do it, I'm ready to start next week if you're ready. I'm ready to go whenever you're ready.
You know, I've been ready for 55 years.
So you're good to go for next week then, huh? I tell you what, we'll talk to Sam. But if we can get going for the 18th, we'll flat do it, brother.
Okay. And also, I invited a co-host, the chaplain of the LVA, Ronald Kuchel, which is a good friend of mine. And it's got messages that that people have never seen or heard before. So,
oh, I know Ron. I hope he's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. So, but hey, listen, thanks, Eddie. And like I said, this is all about America. Let's help save America. I love this country. I believe in God. And I want us to be safe, sound, and free. Thanks, Eddie.
Well, I love you, Phil, and we all love you. And listen, people, if you want to hear the biggest bombshell show you've ever heard in your life, if you don't know anything about the United States Shield of Liberty, you're going to learn all there is to know about it starting next week, God willing. If Sam's ready to go, you just heard Phil, he's been ready to go for, 54, 55 years now. I'm ready. I'm always ready to go. So be looking forward. Blood River Radio is going to go 3 hours. First hour, it's going to be USS Liberty. Thank you so much, Phil. I'll be calling you as soon as we get the all the I's dotted and T's crossed with the guy who owns Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman.
Okay. Thanks, Eddie. And blessings to all. Stay safe and enjoy life.
God bless you. You too. I've got to come out there and see you go elk hunt one of these days. Bye-bye, brother. People, you just heard it. That was the Phil Torney. I met him in person. God bless me. I can't believe the blessings that God has showered upon Blood River Radio. So, anyway, what do you think about that, Miss Nancy?
Well, I think it's wonderful. Very terrific.
You know, it's I can't believe it's happening.
Exposed.
Yes. How about you, Rand?
A lot of collateral.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nancy.
No, I just say there's a lot of collateral information that can be brought out in relationship to this particular downing or attempted downing of the ship USS Liberty, related to the insidious effort that the Israelis were making to get a war going with the U.S. Of course, they did that in the Lavon affair,
Yes.
which was another false flag. And luckily, the Egyptians were able to arrest the Israelis in the Lavon affair. They were trying to get us to go to war with Egypt at that time.
Not one person in 10,000 knows about that. But you know what? Thanks to you and Phil and Gene and Rand, thanks to Phil and his group, Ron Kuchel, he's one of the survivors he talked about. He's going to be one of his co-hosts. But since they're going to be it's going to kind of be doing their own thing on that, since it's going to be USS Liberty. Well, people, we're getting ready to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go right back to our scripted show. But I didn't know about that until an hour ago myself. So you know about it almost as soon as I knew about it. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It happened overnight Saturday. The nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas has topped $5 a gallon, according to AAA. That's 19 cents higher than last week and $1.93 higher from this time a year ago. And some places are paying well above $5 a gallon. California has the highest average in the country at $6.43. Mississippi has the lowest average at $4.52 a gallon. After that, inflation hitting its highest levels since 1981. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says consumer prices have surged 8.6% last month. The cost of groceries up nearly 12%. Rent is also up by 5.5%. President Biden blaming Russia and its war against Ukraine.
But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Economic experts are also pointing to the money from stimuluses due to the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
It was very important to feel like a company valued me and my family's time, specifically helping get the timeshare company off of our backs.
Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, and all the ways you can. I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. I first heard that John Wesley quote when I was 11 years old in Sunday school. I even have his words displayed at all of our offices to give our employees the same purpose I have when fighting to get clients out of a fraudulent timeshare.
If you were not satisfied with other companies, look directly to Wesley Financial and they will help you.
I promise we'll do all the good we can every single day. That's why I guarantee we will cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-843-1313, 800-843-1313, 800-843-1313.
Thousands across the country marched for their lives. It's a demonstration demanding Congress take action against gun violence in the wake of recent mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas, and Buffalo, New York. More than 450 rallies took place, with the biggest one happening in Washington, D.C. They were organized by March for Our Lives, which was created in 2018 in the wake of the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega is authorizing Russian troops, planes, and ships to come to his country for the purposes of training, law enforcement, or other emergency response. A spokeswoman for the Kremlin's foreign ministry called the measure routine. Ortega has been a staunch ally of Russia since his days leading the 1979 revolution that ousted dictator Anastasio Somoza. All of the major indexes on Wall Street closed down for the week, all due to inflation concerns. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, thank you, Lord God Almighty, for making our day here on Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio. I'd just like to say one more time, an hour ago, I had no clue that we were going to be going to the third hour of the show. That's the way things happen with the, maybe we should take a suggestion from Cam and change the name to Semper Gumby Radio, the Marine that's made out of a kind of like gum because it can bend in this way and that way because you have to be flexible. You know, if you're rigid, you're going to get broken. You have to be able to bend and go with the flow. But anyway, I was talking to my big sister today, my big mean sister. She carries a big old stick and she got a 45 ACP in case she's feeling really bad. But anyway, I was telling her today that Vladimir Putin, our brother Putin over in Russia, the Christian who's fighting the international world Zionist Judeo-Bolshevik Satan worshipers that run this country. I was telling her that Putin said he's every day the chief topic in Russian state radio has been which city in the Europe that they're going to nuke, which city in the United States they're going to nuke. He said he's not going to let the Jew World Order do to them what they want to do. What is it they want to do? They want to completely destroy Russia. They want to completely destroy Russia because Russia is the largest depository of white Christian people left on the face of the earth. They're the only barrier left to the Zao media, to the international world, Zionists taking over the world. I would also say China, Red China. But, and I said, told Sister, we're getting ready to go to Sister Nancy in a second. I told her that Putin said, if they strike, if these weapons keep coming in from the U.S., from the, you know, NATO, if one of those missiles hits Russian soil, there's been supplies by this Zao international global homo government, he's going to take out all the intelligence centers, all the information centers that are supplying these weapons, controlling the weapons. What he's implying, he's going to nuke the Pentagon. He's going to nuke Washington, D.C. He's going to nuke Brussels. He's going to nuke Paris and London. And I would add, I hope the first 100 missiles go to Israel. I hope they turn that stinking place into a glass parking lot. And, you know, with that, I'm going to let Miss Nancy give you her response to me she made today. And go ahead and don't leave any of the fire and brimstone out, Big Sister. I know you got it in you. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I mean, don't we deserve this? Repercussions for sending billions of dollars of aid and ammunition to a country that most Americans couldn't find on the globe. Actually, this threat that he is making, I think we should be listening instead of ignoring it, because we can also look at the reason he's in Ukraine today, because we didn't listen to his threat about NATO. Of course, the country is, you know, we've got the Monroe Doctrine, so we're concerned about countries surrounding North America. Doesn't he have the right as a sovereign nation to be concerned about encroaching NATO forces with maybe nuclear arms right on his border? Of course he's concerned. My opinion of Putin, of course, I'm no authority. I did read a book about his life and considered him to be not only of course he's a nationalist. We do not have nationalist leaders. We have, I guess, weirdo, wacky, feeble, feckless, weak leaders. And when I really believe one of the reasons we're standing up against Russia is we're so fearful of an Orthodox religion. We're anti-religion. And that is one of the things that that's one of the reasons we're defying Putin, is because Putin is really trying to bring back, or has brought back to a certain extent, traditional Orthodox religion, which I think the people were, obviously they were wanting it returned. The communists killed untold numbers of priests, nuns, and Orthodox religious people in Russia. And so I have had a good feeling about Putin, although I'm not an authority. Of course, it's very difficult for us to watch the devastation of a country like Ukraine. It is, to me, it's ironic that we're cry foul today over what Putin is doing to what really is part of Russia, when we didn't lift a hand in the 1920s and the late and 30s to help the Ukrainian people who were being starved to death purposely by the communists. And that's not a story fairy tale. That actually happened. Did we care about Ukraine back then? No, because
Sister Nancy
supported the communists.
That is, Sister Nancy, that's one of the most salient points you have made. You know, I didn't think about that, but you're absolutely right. The Jews, under the Jewish-led secret police, the Cheka, you're absolutely right. They starved to death. The estimates vary from 8 to 15 million Ukrainians. They starved to death on purpose. But now, where was the United States then? They were there protecting the Russians. I'm going to shut up.
Absolutely.
Rand, would you like to respond to Miss Nancy before she goes further? Because we don't want to neglect you, fella. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, Eddie, I First of all, I'd like to say that that was a, just going back to the introduction of Mr. Phil, I'd like to say that that was a very resonating introduction of that gentleman. Excellent. It was kind of jaw-dropping. But
thank you so much.
But you know, Eddie, about the USS Liberty, that whole story, brothers and sisters, the whole story of the USS Liberty should tell anyone, everybody, all included, all they needed to know about the Judaized United States federal government. Just that story alone. And of course, we have many more stories than that. But you know, and not to, but let me say this, why would anybody believe anything, any kind of narrative coming out of the U.S. media, the feds, all that? Why would anybody believe the narrative that they put out about the U.S., Ukraine, Russian situation? Why would anybody believe that? You'd have to be loco. You'd have to be stupid. Mm-hmm. To believe any of that bull hockey that's coming out right now about all of that. And, you know, Miss Nancy, not to disagree with you, don't get me wrong, but you used the word threats about Mr. Putin. I don't think that's the right word. I don't know exactly what the right word is when he says these things, but I don't mm-hmm. think it's threats because mm-hmm. I think Mr. Putin is kind of like an old, well, let's just say a lioness with a bunch of cubs, and she feels threatened.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's how Mr. Putin has to feel, but like the whole world practically is against him.
Sure.
We talked about this a little bit this afternoon, Miss Nancy. We mentioned about if I was going down a road and I come to a fork in the road, and one way was with the likes of Joe Biden and all of those Edomite, Kenite Jews that he has in the cabinet, the Congress, that's all of that. Dual citizenship. And if I come to the other fork that said Putin, mm-hmm. I think I would take the road of Putin every single time.
You know, talking about what we read and what we hear about Russia, I often go to the website, or it's a blog, Russia Today, and I feel like I get more real facts from Russia Today than I do from our media. Of course, that's not unusual. Our media is totally controlled, totally controlled.
Sister Nancy, we have to go to our final break. Dear Blood River Radio family, we will be right back after this break. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy as soon as we come back.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honey Man has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Being this is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Oh, people, we grace beats luck all the time. I like luck, but if you get grace from God, that trumps luck every time. We're going to go right back to Sister Nancy. She's going to take up where she left off. And then, as you know how we do it. And then Rand will respond to her. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
It is about Putin because I had quite a bit of respect for Putin after I had read about his life. I had lived in South Africa at one time, and I was very concerned about what has been going on in South Africa. So in 2018, I wrote a letter to Putin, and I'll just briefly tell you what it was all about. I said, I'm writing, Honorable President Putin, I'm writing to you concerning a matter of humanity, the suffering of the white Rhodesian and white South African populations who are living under tyranny due to their black-ruled governments. It's seldom, if ever, published in the U.S. media that thousands of white farmers have been tortured and murdered in isolated homes by blacks with the complicity of the police and military. Today, there are many white South Africans who, due to reverse discrimination, are barely surviving in squatter camps, unable to obtain employment. Perhaps your country could offer these unfortunate people an opportunity to immigrate to Russia. In spite of the fact that most of the South African Boers were from Holland, that European country may not allow them to return and reside due to the past history of Southern Africa. England and the U.S. will likely only accept a limited number of white South Africans to enter permanently. I believe it is to be shameful, since they created conditions ripe for revolt in both Rhodesia and South Africa due to sanctions and the arming of black rebel forces. I have read about you and believe you are a nationalist, which is admirable. These people are of the same racial stock as Russians. Catherine the Great granted land to the Mennonites in the Ukraine, where they became productive farmers. Could a similar offer be made to the suffering people of Southern Africa? I believe they would make good, responsible citizens for your nation. I am not a South African, but lived there for a short period in the 1970s. Not all Americans are fooled by the negative press about you and your country. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. Maybe people don't realize, but the Kulaks, who were crucified by the communists, were often the Mennonites who had settled there under Catherine the Great.
I had no idea. That's dynamite information. God bless you, Sister Nancy, for talking about that. What about that, Rand? Did you know anything about that? I had no clue. That is, by the way, that's one hell of a letter. Did you get an answer back, Miss Nancy?
No, I didn't.
I'd be shocked.
It didn't come back to me, but here's the thing that would ring a bell with you. Ernst Zundel's wife was from the Ukraine, and she was a Mennonite. That's how
That's how I know the connection
between Ukraine and the Mennonites. And see what also the people who were fighting for their little strip of land in Ukraine were the Mennonites who were being starved to death under the communists, and they rallied behind the Third Reich when the men came in, because they supported the Third Reich. They were protected by the Germans, and they were, in fact, Ernst Zundel's wife marched back into Germany, protected by the Germans who were fighting a bloody battle to survive. And I think they marched back in hundreds of miles, maybe 800 miles back into Germany. So that's how I know the connection between the Mennonites and the Kulaks and the Ernst's wife.
I had no idea of any of that. I had no idea, none whatsoever. But, you know, it might be, if you could get a letter to the Russian embassy. I've called the Russian embassy before. It's been several years ago, and it seemed like they didn't take me seriously. But go back to you, Rand.
Well, I'd like to ask Miss Nancy, because I don't want to mislead listeners out there about as far as the Russian people. I don't think Miss Nancy is. I don't want to describe them as wholesome Christian white people. And I'm just going to ask Miss Nancy the question: would you agree that there's a lot of mongrel type people in Russia?
Well, I'm not an authority. Here's part of the problem. In the far eastern part of what was the USSR, they were Mongols. So, you know, you're talking about half-breeds or I don't know. You know, so the people who were brought in to fight and to attack the poor German women on the front lines of Berlin, I think many of them were Mongols. But they were part of the USSR. And I think the Russian people are very much racially like us.
I'd like to make a quick comment about that. You know, see, what you got to understand is during the Russian Revolution from 19... Well, it wasn't the Russian Revolution at all. The revolution was never about Russians overthrowing the government. It was a Jew. The Jews came in. Most of them came from New York. Trotsky. I can't remember his real name now. But Trotsky was a Jew from New York. They completely took over Russia. They captured the white Russian people. And yes, during the war against Germany, even the shock troops, the best military they used, the white Russians were the Waffen-SS, the Marines, the Army Rangers. They were the best of the best. And they even warned the people in Germany. They said, you need to get the hell out of here. You need to leave, because the people coming behind us are bad. What happened? These Jews ran. They rounded up all these Mongols on the far outskirts, the far frontiers of Russia. It was the Soviet Union at that time. And they went and used anybody they could to attack the Germans, just like Sir Lincoln did in the United States when he brought people from Germany, from Russia, from all over the world to fight against the South. So, yes, there are a lot of good white people in Russia. Matter of fact, I'm not a scholar, but the people will tell you that we got our name Caucasians from the white people that immigrated from parts of Russia across the Caucasus Mountains, hence the word Caucasus. But I hope that sheds some light.
That would be the
10 northern tribes of Israel that migrated into parts of Europe and later sailed across here and settled Americas. I agree with that 100%. But I just wouldn't say that Russia would be like the bosom of Christendom. Would you agree with that?
I think White Russia was.
I think that they have traditionally been Orthodox. You could say Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, which really is very close to Catholicism. So I would say that, that's what I think. I mean, I think what you're talking about is the outskirts, which was held by the USSR, which was in the Far East. These were basically Mongolian people. That was a different part of the country. I don't know if, they may be Christianized too.
I'll chip in one more comment that I'm going to butt out. If you were to go to the Russia and you saw the vast majority of the people there are white, if you could not, and you had somebody from England, Ireland, Finland, Scotland, Wales, Germany, you couldn't tell them they look exactly like the white Russian people. They're all white people. And yes, the Russian Orthodox, Russia was a Christian nation before anybody even knew the United States existed. They were what they call Russian Orthodox. In fact, there's an Orthodox church I've been to here in the United States. Yeah, I would much prefer Russia to. I mean, you could say even worse about the United States. Look how many mongrels we have right here in the United States. When you say I'm an American, what the hell does being an American mean? American means nothing.
No doubt. And I've already said if I come to that Y in the road, I would go Putin's road every time. I was just trying to point out that they're not the rock of Christendom, but.
Well, let's hope that they have they've got a good leader, and he is very much against. He's another reason why our government is so against Russia. He's taken a stance against homosexuality and against marriage, two women getting married. So, I mean, these are these are hot button issues. Why our lack of culture in this country hates Putin and hates Russia. That's part of the issue. It's not the total issue.
Well, people would be going to
110%. I agree with that. Absolutely.
We're almost out of time for this hour, y'all. But if y'all will please hang on, we can hold y'all over for at least another segment for first hour. But if you want to know who a real Christian is, all you have to do is pick up a King James Bible, and you can go to the second and third chapter of Galatians to tell you flat out. St. Paul told the Galatians, he said, if you be baptized in Christ, there's no male, no female. There's no Greek, no Jew. There's no bondman, no freedman. Only one under Jesus Christ. And the very last verse of it, I don't have my Bible, but I'll paraphrase. The very last verse of the third chapter of Galatians says, and if you put on Christ, I'm paraphrasing it, the same is a son of Abraham and heir to the promise. So these white Russians, you can't tell a white Russian from a white German from a white Irishman. They all look alike. We're all whites under the blood. I would fight with them to the death against the invading Zao Globo Homo that are invading there. But I'm shutting up the rest of the show. Y'all, if y'all hang on this to the, because we'll be going, and we've got about another minute and a half probably, but y'all continue on and take us out. And both of y'all stay over, and we'll bring in on Gene in a few minutes. Go ahead, Miss Nancy. You have anything to say?
Let me read a real short quote by Lord Haw Haw. And this is a man who was British by birth. Actually, he was Irish. But at any rate, he was against the war with World War II, and he broadcast out of Germany. So he faced hanging, and this is what he said upon his death. I mean, he was getting ready to be hung. He said, "In death, as in life, I defy the Jews who caused this last war, and I defy the powers of darkness which they represent. I am proud to die for my ideals, and I am sorry for the sons of Britain who have died without knowing why."
Well, people, that's it for this hour right here. You guys hang on. We're transitioning into the second hour. We're going to pick up the one and only Bitter Ender. And I've got about the hell out of this next sex hour because it would be too crowded for me to put my 2 cents worth in. People, hold on. Dear Blood River Radio family, like we said, we're going to the second hour. We'll be right back in a few minutes. Go get your cup of coffee. You got plenty of time.